So now, during the 2011 legislative session, there was a lot of conversation among the Texas lawmakers about whether or not Texas public schools were spending too much on administration costs.
Because,
you know, we're looking at probably, by all counts, about $5 billion in reduction in funding from the state when it comes to public education. So, you know, they kind of want to know, what are they spending on administrators? So let's see what the superintendents are making.
Okay.
In Texas. The average salary for your 10 highest paid school superintendents dipped to $297,000 a year from last year's $312,000. So there was a little bit of movement there in your proverbial top 10. Number one on the list would be Beaumont ISD's top guy. That'd be Carol Thomas. He's making $347,000 a year. Katy, Garland, Capel, they're all up in there. Fort Worth, Northside, and A-Leaf districts were pushed off of the list. So, and they did it
Northside,
in
that's San Antonio. Yeah.
They did it in a couple of different ways. I mean, how do you want to do it? You want to talk about how much the person's making, or do you want to have a look at what it is per student? See, that's kind of interesting. So here are your top five. Your top five are Beaumont, Spring Branch, Houston, Cy-Fair, Plano. Okay. That's your top five when you talk about money. You're going, that's interesting, let's localize it. Okay, I will. Okay, again, top guy's making $347,000. Number 99 on the list is Tommy Wallace from Bryan Independent School District. Makes $190,000 a year. That breaks down to $12.17 per student, okay? As far as College Station is concerned, Eddie Colson, he's at number 116 in the state. He's making $181,000 a year at $16.83 per student. So, I mean, they're in the top 10%, okay, but that's what the numbers are. What's interesting is they mentioned that there are some school districts where, you know, they don't have many kids, but the superintendent's making some pretty good money. A guy named Eric Stoddard of San Vicente School District took home, well, he took home $91,000 last year, okay? There's like 16 students in the district. Did you hear that?
Wow. Pretty high per student there.
Yeah, $5,700 per student. You need a superintendent for 16 students. Excuse me. You need a superintendent, you're going to pay $90,000 for 16 students? Man. What's their nickname?
What's the school again?
It's San Vicente.
I don't know what that, well.
Probably six man, right? If they do it
if
all.
If they do anything at all, yeah. Wow.
I mean, let that sink in. They got 16 students and that guy's making $91,000.
Yeah, they're not even playing six man football.
Does he do a lot of different stuff? I mean, you know.
He probably drives a bus. It's some sort of cat. It looks either like a panther.
What, they've got a website?
Yeah. Maybe he's the webmaster, too.
Could well be.
Let's see. Staff directory. We'll click
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah, staff directory.
Staff directory.
Yeah, yeah.
Waiting.
Yeah.
Yep, there's Eric Stoddard.
There he is. Yeah.
Right then there. Beth Franklin is the business manager.
Oh, okay.
This is Big Bend, by the way.
Okay, so way west Texas.
Anita Hernandez is the secretary. And then they have four teachers.
Wow. Yeah, they probably, I mean, the Christmas party is not big.
They probably just have it in the break room.
Yeah.
In the teacher's lounge.
And I figured they don't mail anything home to the students. They just pretty much have them come by and they tell the parents what they need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When you're coming to pick your kiddo up today, stop by.
There are three people on the school board.
Really? Well, you know.
Okay, Mr.
That's
Stoddard's,
a tiebreaker,
Mr. Stoddard's brother, Mr. No. Stoddard's cousin. No, I don't know. No,
you got president, vice president, and secretary.
Okay, there you are.
That's it.
But yeah, you're right. They got a tiebreaker. if one of them's sick, they can't have a meeting. You know?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. Just saying. Fairly interesting. All right, so a Harley Davidson is now washed up in North America.
Really?
Yeah,
from Japan?
From the tsunami.
No kidding.
Wow.
Now, what I find interesting is, it says it wound up on a remote beach in British Columbia. The Harley people tracked down the owner, who lost his home and three family members in the disaster. They plan to restore the hog and send it back to him. The Harley's owner, a 29-year-old man who's living in temporary housing since the tsunami. You know what? I'm figuring if he'd go ahead and fix it up and sell it at auction and send him the money, he'd probably prefer to have that.
Probably so, yeah.
You know, if he's living in temporary housing, I'm thinking having a hog is not the most important thing to him.
By the way, just to finish this out in case there are any questions out there, San Vicente is only an elementary school.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well,
and they're recognized. So
well, good.
Take that.
That's a good thing. But wow, 16 students. So anyhow, so they're going to do that and ask if he had anything to say to the bike. He laughed and said, "Thanks for coming back, buddy." Do you have anything to say to the bike? Again, he lost three family members. He's living in temporary housing, but he'll get the bike back. Hello.
Hello, how are you this morning?
Well, you know, it's tomorrow's Friday, so yeah, that's we're pretty right. pumped about that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Hey, since when do Harley hogs float?
Good point, sir. Good point. I don't know if it, yeah.
Yeah.
It, again, probably why it's rusted.
Right.
And I'm guessing probably the tires were flat, and it probably cartwheeled onto the shore, but don't know.
You're floating hard.
Oh, we got next half hour.
Uh-huh.
We have next half hour. We have a Jethro trivia.
Good.
And
are we going to fit that in with talking with the congressman?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sure. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. We've got to get our priorities straight.
Well, I didn't know.
Yeah,
well, that's what I thought, too.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. Need to do that. So, okay, here's our joke for the day.
Mm. Okay.
Why do ducks have webbed feet?
I don't know, Scott. Why do ducks have webbed feet?
To stamp out forest fires. Why do elephants have flat feet?
To stamp out ducks.
To stamp out burning ducks. Oh, very good.
Nice. I like that one, actually.
There you go.
That's one that you can tell at school. And you probably won't get in trouble. Anyway.
I don't know. It depends on where you go to school.
Yeah,
maybe some duck lovers, some duck huggers.
Yeah. Okay. If we're nothing, we try to be informative. We try to help you through the day with things that might be important to you. Ladies, today.
Ladies.
Golly.
He just does it so well.
I know. I would say it never gets old. Sometimes it does. Yeah, it does. Okay.
Well, we haven't done that in a while.
I hear you.
Yeah. So two guys are fishing in a boat. No, anyway. Yeah. So, yeah. All right. How to fix beauty blunders with household products. This is from the folks at refinery29.com. Your bare nails have a yellow tint. Ladies, what do you do? It's because you put too much nail polish on there. What do you do? You know? Hmm. Ask you three times. No nail polish for a week, and then rub whitening toothpaste on your nails. May have to do it a couple of times, but
you do that before you go to work? I mean,
oh, yeah, well, again, rinse it off.
Smells like Crest in here.
Or if you got an electric one, that'd probably do it. But do that a couple of times, maybe. Yeah,
got your water pick in there?
No, you have to have the toothpaste all there. Okay, if you have extremely frizzy hair, Tom was complaining about that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
It's because he keeps his so short.
Underneath the baldness, it's frizzy. It
he
really
came
is.
In and looked like Larry from the Three Stooges. Didn't know what to think. Okay.
We've taken to calling him Porcupine.
That's right. Shake the excess powder off and then rub a dryer sheet through your hair.
Really?
It calms the frizz and keeps static away. Again, important to shake off the excess powder, because otherwise you're going to smell like one of those
dryer sheets.
Yeah. Or that creepy stuffed bear.
You got Crest. Your nails smell like Crest, and your hair smells like
I guess you could smell worse.
Sure. There's no doubt. Your makeup left a mark on your clothes. You pre-treat the stain by rubbing chalk on it. Give it a minute to absorb the grease from the makeup, and then you wash the stain away. So, chalk. Or if you got some gypsum, you can just, go ahead and punch a hole in the sheetrock.
That's right.
Tear the paper back. You got some gypsum right there. It'll work just fine.
That's right. Your husband won't be mad at all.
Not at all. Anyway, nail polish spilled on a rug. Spray window cleaner on the lacquer and blot it away with a hot, wet towel. May have to do it more than once, but don't let the stain dry. And you've run out of shampoo. Then you take a spoonful of baking soda, sprinkle it on the roots of your hair, and brush it through.
The roots?
Yep. The powder will absorb all the excess oil. So there you are, ladies. It's your health hints. It's your beauty hints this morning from the boys.